Hi friends, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. I am your hostess, Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Hey everybody, welcome back. So, it has been a very eventful week, I would say. We have many things to discuss. We have a few topics. I was hoping my husband was going to be here, but he has started working a new shift at work, so he's obviously not around, so you just get me. So I'm hoping that everyone is healthy and in good spirits. Obviously, we have the coronavirus going on. That's obviously not new news. I'm in Canada. So we have recently just shut down the borders. I think as far as I can tell, that's what's going on. If we want to just start talking about the anxieties of going through a pandemic, quote unquote, I am somebody that obviously has anxiety. I have social anxiety. I'm just an awkward person to begin with. On top of the fact that I also have postpartum anxiety. Surprisingly, with everything going on, I've been relatively okay. I haven't felt super stressed out. I've been noticing that when I go out to stores and stuff like that, that it's been a little bit much feeling everybody's anxiety around me. But all in all, it's been not that terrible. So I wanted to talk about date night. Obviously, with everything going on, my husband and I won't be going on a date night anytime soon because all of the restaurants have been told to shut down and only do takeout and or delivery. So we've had to get kind of creative, which I guess it's not really creative because you could just do it yourself anyways. But you can do date nights at the house where me and him will have like bubble baths together, or we'll like play board games, we'll have some wine, we'll hang out, or we'll watch a movie or whatever. But in times like this, where you basically need to avoid being out in public, the next best thing is to try and get creative with your environment. And so we got Battleship. We have Scrabble. I told him that I would like to get Cards of Humanity because I just think it's amusing. I'm also a fan of anything that is just comedy. I'm a huge fan of anything on TikTok. So I've been trying to teach my husband some of the TikTok moves. He is not as impressed with them. He's like, you want me to dance on TikTok? I'm like, yes, please. And he's not so down with it. But I feel like he does it just to connect with me because I am quite the jokester. I'm the one that wants to kind of be a bit crazy, whereas he's more reserved. I've noticed that as we've been together almost 6 years now, I've been the one that's kind of pushed him more and more out of his shell. Obviously when he was younger, he was more kind of crazy, I guess you would put it. But now that he's gotten older and now we have kids, I found that he's kind of mellowed out and I'm more of the firecracker, right? So I've been like trying to get him to just get up and even dance with me, right? Playing music and just dancing around with them and trying to connect in that type of sense, because being home and like wanting to go on a date night, right? It's kind of hard. The other thing that I've been having a problem with, so I have endometriosis and I had two kids back to back. And so I got pregnant. I had a miscarriage. I got pregnant with my oldest and then I got pregnant again. And so I've been pregnant relatively back to back to back. And this is the first time that I haven't been pregnant within like the first 10 months of being pregnant the last time. And I've been feeling like my endometriosis might be coming back. Like, I've been feeling really crampy and kind of feeling gross and not really feeling myself. And I've been noticing that when my husband and I, when we have sex, it hurts. And I just went for a physical. I just did, like, all of the things that you do. And everything's fine on that front. But I feel like it does come back because it just feels like it's when I, to be quite frank with you, it's when I have an orgasm is when it hurts. So I don't know if many of you people have felt that, but that's something that I have been experiencing, and it sucks. Because even when I masturbate, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether my husband is involved or not. It seems to just be very painful and uncomfortable. And it's honestly been, I feel like since my son has kind of slowed down on the nursing and I feel like my hormones are starting to level out, that everything's kind of going back to the way it used to be. So I think it was Saturday, I went over to a crystal store where you can buy like crystals. So they have like they have amethyst, onyx, they have copper, all of the things. And so I bought a bunch of crystals and I've been doing Reiki on myself, trying to get myself relaxed and fix what's going on with me. Cause I think that there's obviously, other underlying things, like I said, endometriosis, but I feel like because I had two pregnancies back to back, I had two C-sections, that I feel like everything's just kind of clogged and not flowing the correct way. So I've started to do that, which has been fantastic, but I've been really trying to work on when I'm having sex with my husband to relax and just go with the flow of things. Cause I get so locked in my head that I'm wondering if, because I can't fully just like disconnect and relax, because I know it's at some point I'm going to be in some type of pain, that's why it hurts. So, and that leads me to my next thing, is the things that like moms think about. And I don't know about you, but for me, like, I'll be in the middle of doing the deed with my husband and I just start thinking about things like ridiculous, like completely off topic things, like we'll be having sex, it'll be great, whatever, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to do this, or oh yeah, I forgot to, I have to make sure that when we're done this I switch over laundry. Like, my mind is never ending. It just is a continuous thing that is never, there's no end in sight, right? So it's like, okay, so I have to do laundry, I have to make sure I pull out food for tomorrow, I have to make sure I vacuum, and I gotta make sure we strip the beds and do, like, it's insanity. Like, the journal of things I keep in my mind, and it's so frustrating. And I don't know if it's my ADHD or if it's just like a mom brain, because all I have is myself to refer to. But the fact that, like, I keep like a running visual list in my brain. So I'm having sex, right? And I'm like, in the mood, and then, you know, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden I have this like visual list like appear in my brain, and I'm like, oh yeah, I have to go do this, and oh yeah, my husband needs that, and I have to make sure that I do this tomorrow, and then it's like I'm not fully relaxed, and then, you know, I have an orgasm or whatever and it hurts, and then I'm like not wanting to have sex anymore because it's such a weird pain. It feels like a cramp. I forget the word when I was looking it up. It's like you got to do Kegels, and there's like a special therapist that you can go and see specifically for painful sex after childbirth. And it's been something that has progressed since I've had kids. So I should probably get in contact with them and ask them what they recommend, because I used to work at the Stag Shop. And I'm not scared to go in and get like toys or whatever. Like, I think toys are fantastic in relationships. I have a few vibrators that are amazing. I have one, and it's these bunny ears, and you put them on your throat, and you can play with yourself. It's great. I'm sorry. I'm getting very visually descriptive here, so I apologize for everybody that's listening to this. If it's first thing in the morning, you're probably turning it off right about now. But yeah, so it's something that I'm going to explore and see if I can get some suggestions or help. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to shoot me a message at mama.wifelifepodcast@gmail.com, because I will love to take in any of your suggestions on all of that wonderful, wonderful things that we don't talk about. And I feel like maybe that's a lot of the issues that when you talk to couples, you're like, oh, you know, we don't have sex and, you know, we don't feel connected. And I feel like maybe a lot more women might be feeling the same way that I do. But they don't talk about it, maybe because they feel embarrassed or they feel ashamed because they feel like maybe they are attracted to their partner. And I don't think that's the case at all. It has nothing to do with being attracted to your partner, because I'm fully attracted to my husband. I think it's just something that's going on with my body by itself that I need to kind of figure out and get a hold of and try and make it work for me, because I don't get a new uterus and I can't really change it. Sure, I could go for surgery, but I don't really know what that's going to fix, because I don't know what they would be operating on. Maybe if I had a bunch of scar tissue from endometriosis, but I'm not sure if that's even what's going on. I'm just assuming, because I was diagnosed with it before I had my children, that that's what they were thinking that I might have. So, again, feel free to message in to me and tell me what your suggestions are or what you think. Being a stay-at-home mom, especially now with this like lockdown that we're having, it's something that I think a lot of people are going to go through. They're going to have like this whole experience of being stuck at home. You don't leave the house. You are, okay, I have to do laundry, I gotta do supper, I gotta clean. Like, you have a running list that you initially have when you start staying home to do things. And then once you get all of like the running list of things that you have to do done, then you just kind of sit around, and then you are just like me on the weekend. I was just like, okay, well, it's beer o'clock and we're gonna drink, because why not? Being home with your kids, I love them. Being home with my kids and my husband, again, love them so much. But it is just like, oh my goodness, it is never ending. Honestly, it is, you want to make sure everyone's comfortable, everyone's good, everybody isn't needing anything, and you find yourself not able to just sit down and relax. And I think that seems to be my biggest issue, is that when I sit down to relax, I feel guilty. I feel bad. Like, getting my house in order and getting everything done, I feel very accomplished. I'm like, oh, perfect. I don't have anything else to do. That's great. Perfect. And then I will sit down and I want to watch a show and I feel guilty. And I don't know why. And so I try to avoid it, right? And then just recently, more so since, because my husband's been home with this whole corona thing, I will put on a show and my youngest will need a bum change, or I'll have to go upstairs and switch over laundry or whatever. And every single god dang it time that I put on a show, I come downstairs and my husband has changed the channel and put it on the History Network or Nat Geo. And then he wants to have this discussion with me of, oh, were you watching that? Do you want me to change it back? And I'm looking at him being like, well, I definitely didn't just put on the show for me to walk away and you to change it. Like, I put on the show because I wanted to watch it. So my frustration is just like blowing out of the water. And I think that's a part of me that is hoping that this lockdown thing doesn't actually come into full effect and he has to like stay home from his job, because I actually thoroughly enjoy being home with just me and the kids. Today was a bit of a gong show. we didn't do much of anything. We hung out, we ate food, we ate chips, we watched movies, and we honestly did wall-to-wall fuck all, to be quite honest with you. But it was so worth it, because some days you just need those mental health moments, because I've started doing work outside of the house, and so on the weekends I have found myself relatively busy, which is great because I'm actually getting to see my friends and connect with people that I haven't been able to see in a really long time. But then on Mondays I've been noticing that I'm just like, fuck it all, I don't want to do anything, and we're gonna eat soup and be lazy and watch Disney shows, and I feel like my expectation for myself is like gone out the window. And then my poor husband comes home and I'm like, I'm in my PJs drinking beer on a Monday because I've just been working all weekend. And then I start, the mom guilt starts to roll in because you feel shitty because maybe I shouldn't have been in my PJs all day. And maybe I shouldn't have had a couple beers starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's technically my 1 day weekend, because I basically give myself 1 day in the entire week to just have quote unquote off. Right. So you got to remember not to give yourself too much shit when you want to have a moment, because it's not like I'm wanting to sit there and it's 9 a.m. let's have a breakfast beer. That's really not what I'm trying to do. I feel like I need to unwind. And on the weekends when I'm going out and I'm working and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I feel like I wake up on Monday, I have my coffees, I get the kids food and get into the routine of things. And then by 3 o'clock on the Monday, I'm like, I'm done. Can I please have a beer now? So I've just been trying to get myself to be okay with it, because I'm so hard on myself. I really the self-talk that I you shouldn't do that, or you need to be better, you need to do better, you need to whatever expectation I try to impose on myself, which is just ridiculous, to be quite honest, because who the fuck is judging me? Nobody's judging me. My kids are like, fuck yeah, mom's in her PJs. We're in our fucking PJs too. We went outside today in our PJs and played with trucks. They don't give a shit. Nope. No judgment from my kids at all. All the judgment is coming from me, myself, and I. So I think that's something that I have to learn to check and leave at the door, because with that expectation and judgment that I'm placing on myself, it's making me feel pretty goddamn shitty about what I'm doing. And I'm doing nothing wrong, right? I'm making an effort to be with my kids. I'm just doing it in my PJs. I think I just feel shitty because I'm not dressed in normal clothing, because I've stopped doing daycare, which is honestly the best decision. If I can talk properly, best decision I could have made, because I get to spend the last few months with my kid. But I was just telling my husband today, I said that if this coronavirus is going on come September, he won't be going to school. I will keep him home. I will homeschool him, whatever the case may be, because it's kind of scary what's going on. We have a plan B put in place that if things start to go crazy, I was talking to my friend who lives in the States. She was saying that there's a few states right now that are under a curfew. California doesn't have any more ammo. In Canada, the biggest issue we're having right now is people are stockpiling tissue, toilet paper. I don't know why, but I guess they have heard rumors that people in quarantine or self-isolation have run out of toilet paper, so everyone's stockpiling it, even though everyone's not sick with it yet. But I'm wondering if they've done any research on the coronavirus, because you don't get diarrhea. You're not going to randomly start pooping your pants. You're going to feel garbage. Mind you, let's be fair. Mind you, when you're of an older age, it might affect you in a different way, but it's more of a respiratory thing, I think, as far as I'm aware. And I just the mass panic and hysteria and the buying of things. I walked into our local Zehrs And I'm talking to the guy. He goes, well, we have lots of beer in the back. And I was like, well, my man, that's why I'm here, to buy some beer. He's like, good. I just ordered some more. So I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I'll be going to the grocery stores to buy my beer and wine, because I don't drink liquor. I used to drink whiskey a lot, but now since having kids and all that other stuff, I have not been indulging in the hard liquor department, because it always ends up with like a terrible, terrible hangover and lots of regret. So, but with this whole Corona thing, like I'm trying to just remember that, like, I have a plan B. Things are going to be A-okay. I have bought lots of meat. I didn't stockpile. Like, there's lots of people that have, like, overbought. But I bought, like, veggies. I got lots of meat, potatoes, rice, and canned beans. And I figured that, like, I can get by with what I have. I have lots of fruit and veggies currently. But, like, our grocery stores are not closed, so it's not that big of a deal. It's not like we have, like, an immediate everything is closed situation going on. Which, again, it doesn't make any sense why everyone's buying stuff. But, yeah, it kind of makes you think that, like, this is why they don't tell us about aliens, folks. Because we would lose our ever-loving minds. Could you imagine if they were like, oh, by the way, we have aliens. Like, I don't know what people would be mass buying something. I'm not quite sure what. Maybe it would be tissue. Maybe they'd be scared shitless, so they would just be the same thing. They'd just be buying toilet paper. But I've been watching this coronavirus unfold in China since the end of November, the beginning of December. And it wasn't even mentioned here for a solid month. And so I think that's why it's such like a shocker. But I told my husband, I said, like, this is going to come here and it's going to be deadly. Like, people are going to underestimate it, which they have. They've been told not to travel, and they have. Our prime minister said that, like, if you're in another country and you're sick, the airlines will not allow you on the airplane. They will deny you access to an airplane, and the Canadian government will support you wherever, whatever country you were in. But, like, that should just be more than enough information right there that you shouldn't have traveled. But the problem is our like premier or whatever the hell he is of Ontario, Doug Ford, last week was like, I want you families to go and enjoy your March break and have fun, go and travel. And then like 5 days in, they're like, oh, okay, we fucked up. You need to come home now. Because that, like, it wasn't smart. It was just the stupidest thing we could have done as a country, is to allow people to leave. Because I'm thinking in my head, people that are in the States, right? America doesn't want Canadians on their soil getting sick, taking up their medical beds. Absolutely not. We should be back in Canada where we have coverage. And it seems to be like the common argument that I'm hearing is, oh, my insurance will cover me. Cool. Your insurance will cover you. That's great. It doesn't mean that they're going to want to like help you because you're not a citizen. So you need to pack up your shit and come home. A lot of the snowbirds, they're starting to come home. There's a few of them that are staying and risking it. I just think it's selfish. Like, again, people aren't taking it very serious whatsoever. So I'm hoping that this blows over and it's not something that we have to worry about. But I feel like I was listening to a podcast and they basically said like people are treating this as a blizzard, like a Corona blizzard. And it's basically like a Corona winter. We're going to have this probably all through spring and summer. And that's why I was telling my husband, I said, like, you know, if this is going on in September still, because in Alberta, they've canceled school. Like, school's done until September. Like, what does that even mean? So do the kids pass? Do they graduate school? Do they get, like, how does that, like, what does that mean for them? Do they have to redo the entire year again? Like, that's a whole other bag of questions. So universities here in my town, like in Waterloo and Guelph and Toronto, like, they're all telling the students that are living on campus, they need to leave. They need to physically pack up and move and be gone because everything's moving to online. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The government's saying that people can apply for EI. Okay, that's great. What about the people that are on maternity leave that have just gone back to work in the last month? They don't have enough hours. What about people that are on EI or their EI is just ended? They don't have enough hours. And if work shuts down because there's no need to have a bunch of people there, what are they going to do? My guesstimation is people are going to have to apply for, like, welfare. And it's because, like, if you don't have hours for EI, they're not going to give you money for it. So it'll be really, really, really interesting how the government decides to handle this and how they're going to accommodate the Canadian people. Because we pay an awful lot of taxes. The taxes do cover our amazing health care because I can go to the doctors at any point and go get checked out and not leave with a bill, which I'm so grateful for. But I think that something needs to be done about people that are self-employed. People that, like I said, are coming off of EI or maternity leave or whatever. Because, like, in Canada here, we get a year off, year to 18 months off. So if you're just finishing and getting ready to go back to work, you're not going to have enough hours. And if you are a teacher or whatever, you might not have work to go back to. So it'll be really, really interesting to see how this all plays out. So I think that I'm going to sign off here. I'm going to head upstairs. I'm going to have myself a Epsom salt bath and just relax. And I hope you guys are having a happy and wonderful evening. And stay safe, guys. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you keep your social distance from people. And if you're in isolation, watching my show on TV, isolation is like a whole next level. Apparently, it's like your own washroom, your own utensils, and you need to stay in your room all by yourself. So I'm hoping that many of you guys are just doing the self-isolation out of being respectful, because if we can just all get on the same page and keep away from everybody, we can flatten the curve and stop the spread of the coronavirus, because the people that are at risk are the people that are immune compromised or our seniors. So let's all be cooperative and make this work. All right, folks, I will be back next week. I'll talk to you later. Bye.